Professor Abdullahi Muhammad El-Okiene said the Ramadan fasting was prescribed for Muslims so that they can achieve piety and live an exemplary life. The cleric stressed that the Muslims' Ummah are expected to maintain good practices exhibited during the month of Ramadan and beyond the month so as to please Allah. El-Okiene expressed concern on how some Muslims engage in forbidden acts immediately after the Ramadan fasting in the name of celebration, especially during Salah festivation. He stressed that any Muslim who commits sin will incur Allah's anger and wrath. Hopping on the expected rituals during Salah, the cleric said a Muslim is expected to do on Eid al-Fitr day is give out zakah, engage in zikr and prayers.
Allah said, try to fast this month, try to complete it. And at the end of it, know that it is not your energy that made you to fast. It's Allah that gave you the permission to fast it. Be saying, when you are going for Eid, be saying, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. And be thankful to me. Wa'alaikum tashkurun. That may make you to be thankful. Which means, immediately we finish Ramadan, we should be engaged in a lot of zikr. Particularly, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Allah is greater, Allah is greater, Allah is greater. Do you thank Allah who has made you to abandon all these things in Ramadan? If you go back after Ramadan and you go back to sin, no, you are not thanking Allah. Allah says, he said, Fashkuruni wa la takfurun. Say, thank me and don't deny me. So let us thank Allah by going back. Remember the cleanliness that we have had in Ramadan. Let's keep to the way we were in Ramadan. And also one of the basic meaning of Ramadan is that at the end of it, you are clean and the month of Hajj is starting.
El-Okiene urged you to shun indecent behavior in the name of Salah celebration, such as reckless driving, drug abuse, and other bad deeds. The Islamic scholar advised Muslims strongly to fast for the 6 days of Shawwal, stressing that has a lot of enormous bounties as it's equivalent to fasting for the whole year.
Is that if it is Eid al-Fitr, that we should give our Zakat al-Fitr immediately we finish, so that the limitations we had in our fasting, Allah will use it to clean it and our fasting can be raised up. This is when some people are even trying to fast the 6 days that follow the Ramadan so that they can have a year fast written for them. So any person that will go to commit anything haram, drinking is haram. Anything that you will do that can cause harm to you, like speeding in car at any time, is haram. Because speeding, it can bring problems to you. Doing all those things. What Allah asks us to do on any day that there is Eid is I am akli wa shirbi wa zikrillah. Is for us to eat, go and visit, eat, drink whatever is halal, and be making zikr of Allah. You can't be making zikr of Allah and you are taking alcohol. Engage in more fasting. Let's engage in more salah. Let's engage in feeding the poor. Let's engage in visiting the sick on the day of Eid. Let's remember those that couldn't fast. Let's go to the hospital, visit them. Let's remember the poor people that couldn't fast because they don't even have what they are going to use in breaking their fast. Let's go to them and give them. These are the things we are supposed to do. Let's the youths arrange them, arrange themselves, come together, visit the less privileged, visit the hospital, visit the prison, those that are in prison and they couldn't come out. These are the kind of things that we should expect our youths to do on the day of Eid. When we do that, then it is then we are showing thanks to Allah. What that if we do, Allah will be thankful to us. If we have excess clothes, give to those that do not have clothes. If we have excess food, give to those that do not have food to eat. This is what I will call our youths.
Abdulaziz Muhammad Hudu, reporting for Good Morning Samuel.